Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Let Them Know MMEO episode number 28. Much apologies. This episode was recorded about a few weeks ago, right before Halloween. We had another episode that we planned to air, but apparently your boy Stephen Lowe accidentally overwrote the episode. A big foobar. So we're going to air this. We didn't get to air this episode last time, so we're going to go ahead and air this. This is episode 28, right before Halloween. Without further ado, let's get into it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
What's up to the Let Them Know, MMEO show, the 28th episode. I'm here with my boy, my partner, my host, Steve Solo.
In the building. We got Charlemagne the God, DJ Envy. Breakfast Club. Anyways, I was just fantasizing that we were doing the Breakfast Club. But anyways, Stephen Solo here. Ron Stone, how are you today?
All right. Shoot, feeling good out here. Good weather and everything going on. And yourself?
We're in a new place right now. If you didn't. Did they hear us last week?
Yes, they did.
Okay, that was a pre-recorded show. But I had to move, so Ron Stone had to air an earlier show. But we're in a new place. If it sounds really weird, just because the studio isn't acoustically treated right now. You can hear an echo from the walls. So as we're building the new studio, this is what you're going to hear for the future episodes. A little echo here and there.
Yep, Steve Solo got a new... like an acre? Is it about an acre?
Yeah, about two.
Man, about two. House on the hill, you know.
Oh, man. It's October, man. Can you imagine? The nightmare of 2020 is almost over.
Oh, man. I know everybody's looking forward to that.
Absolutely, man. 2020 was a really strange year. Man. A very bizarre year.
Very, very, very bizarre.
But what is October to you, Ron Stone?
October. When I think of October, I think of fall and Halloween. And how about you?
I think the same thing. Actually, October is my favorite month. October and May are my favorite months.
Why is that?
Every time the season changes, it's something new.
Oh, like the song? Seasons change.
No. Halloween. Since we can't go out for Halloween, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be dressed up as a Spartan warrior?
Yes. This is Sparta!
Last year, what did you dress up as?
What did I dress up as? A skeleton.
Oh, man, that's lame.
Oh, no. Just put a couple makeup.
Yeah.
How about you?
Last year, I was Bane from Batman.
Hey.
No, that was the year before. I'm sorry, the year before that. Last year, but the year before that, that was the best costume I had.
Damn, how much you spend for that? Maybe, 200.
No, 100. You can buy like the Bane mask for $40 or something.
What? You still have it?
Somewhere around here. I don't know.
Somewhere in your boxes.
Yeah. But you can't wear the Bane mask because you got long hair, man. You're supposed to be like Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
This year. Yeah. But happy Halloween, because when we air this, it's going to be Halloween, right?
Yes, it is. Halloween falls on a weekend.
Yeah, but no trick or treat. And
but there are playing tricks on me.
But there are haunted houses that are Circus has the haunted like you ride in a golf court and golf cart. And then, you know, stuff like that. There's a few, like my daughters went to a few haunted houses already. So.
Already?
Yeah, no social distancing.
What? I thought you had to make a reservation and all that. So many people are allowed to go in there.
Mm-mm. Nope. No. What? So what if the person that's scaring you has COVID and they get up all in your face?
I know, they're like, ah, like, hold it, I don't see you with a mask.
Yep. So my daughter went to the Circus one, and you know, you got to ride the cart, you know. And I said, was there social distancing
inside the
inside,
Adventure Dome?
Inside the Fright Dome.
Wow.
So she said it was pretty whack though.
Oh.
No spoilers, but it was pretty whack. And my younger daughter went to another haunted house. Same thing. No social distancing.
The Asylum one?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, by the west side.
The Asylum one.
So, yeah. So, Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Also, we got the elections coming up. And this isn't a political show, so we won't tell you who to vote for. But if you want to ask me questions, you can, because I'll set you straight. So, don't forget to exercise your right to vote. And vote wisely. Research the person you want to vote for and make sure that you vote not based on feeling, but based on intellect, on facts.
Yes.
Facts.
Do your research, people, and vote.
And vote. And vote.
Yes.
Are you voting, Ron?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Are you?
Heck yeah, I'm voting on Monday.
Oh, look at you. Exercise those right.
Yeah, well, okay, so this is recorded a week before we actually air it, so it's going to be Monday, October
26th. Wow.
Exercising my right to vote.
There you go. I heard there's like a couple pages to where you have to read about all the judges and all that.
Yeah, I got my ballot on my counter over there, and I was doing my research, but prior to me getting the ballot, I already knew who I was voting for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Even the judges and all the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good job.
All of our...
You did your due diligence.
Yeah, the counselors and judges and stuff like that. I did research on that, so...
Look at you. Good job, Steve Solo. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Tell these people out here and let them know.
I gotta tell you, because you're not voting.
Oh, I'm neutral. But yeah, I understand what you say.
It's for all of our small group of listeners, it's super important that, you know, you exercise your right to vote. That's one of, as a republic, I'm going to make this really quick. We are a republic. We're not a democracy. We have the ultimate power as the people to choose who we want to be in power. They don't hold the power. The people do. All right. So just keep that in mind. Okay. And an interesting fact is, you know, you could ask anybody, what kind of government system does the United States have? Most people will say democracy. Although it's very similar to a republic, which that's what we are in the United States. We are not a democracy. We are a republic, meaning to say the power belongs to the people. And at any point in time when a politician or somebody makes the wrong decision, we could vote them out. Simple as that. That's one of our rights as being in a republic. But yeah, that's my two cents, man.
Good job. Good job, Steve.
What we
let them know.
What we got? What we got?
What you think about the real estate side after everything happened? You know, I know over here in Nevada, you know, there's lots of people that it's time for you to pay rents and everything.
Yeah, look, we're in a very strange time right now. Mm-hmm. How is it pronounced? Is it Nevada or Nevada?
That's a good question. It's like potato, potato?
Or it's like roof, roof? It's like Coke and pop? You know what? California is going through a mass exodus. And for those of you that don't know, people are leaving California by the droves, and they're coming to Nevada. They're moving to Texas. Nevada doesn't have a state tax, right?
Yep.
So the real estate market here, supposedly, there's supposed to be a surplus for investors like you and I.
Yeah.
But there is no surplus. The minute we put on a bid on the house, it's gone within hours.
Oh, yeah. And they outbid me three times.
Yeah. And they're coming in with money. You know, people that are moving in from California. What I'm worried about are the people that can't pay their rent and the people that can't pay their mortgage. And that's what's giving me anxiety for everybody, for the locals. Because once these, you know, people move in from out of state, that leaves our locals on the street. But what's going to happen? I don't know.
Man, that's why I heard that, you know, other people are investing into homeless shelters. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did hear about that. Will it solve the problem? I don't really know. But it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, no, I'm just worried about the violence and, you know, people are going to be robbing and stealing.
Yeah, so that's another thing. So we're living in a very strange time, and I keep on saying this every episode because I want everybody to be vigilant. Exercise your Second Amendment right. Second Amendment is the right to bear arms. People are listening. Oh, Steven, he's a Republican because he wants to have guns. It ain't like that. No. The amendments were given to us for a very specific reason, is to give the power to the people. So exercise every amendment right. And when ish hits the fan,
oh man,
and you're not prepared for it, and you know somebody wants to kick down your door because they don't have any food, one of two things you could do. If you're armed, it's a deterrent, they go away. Or you could say, all right, come here, I know you got, you know, take everything out of the refrigerator. You know, you could do something like that. But,
yeah,
but they're going to want your money too. So I don't know, man. I'm honestly kind of worried about the state of our nation right now. So that's really what's on my mind.
Man, crazy out there. So everybody just stay safe and try to do your best. Try to pay rent, whatever you can.
But they're talking about another stimulus check going out.
Yeah.
Which the House, well, the Democrats and the Republican are talking about it, and they're trying to reach a decision before the election. So if you're out there and you're in need, there is sort of hope. There is not the light at the end of the tunnel, but there is sort of hope with the relief. So
yeah, hopefully you guys spend your money wisely.
Yeah,
because there's people out there that bought new TVs and
What did you get when you got your first stimulus? You bought new. I saw your new Jordans.
Oh, man.
You had like four of them. You had four or five of them.
Those are from like 5 years ago.
Why they look so fresh and clean?
Keep them in the closet.
No, you did. You bought them with your stimulus.
No, I just held on to it, and then I used some money for like the organization,
right?
Bought new,
that's an
printing
investment.
Machines.
See, that's
and
an
stuff
investment.
Like that.
Yeah, you're investing.
Yeah.
It's good.
How about you?
What we did basically
I
was
seen some new jet skis in your garage.
Yeah, we bought that with a stimulus.
Nah, I'm playing.
What we did was we put it to good use. We because my business was slow. My wife was the only one working. My business was affected by COVID, so we used it to where it was properly supposed to go to help pay down debt, and it helped. Because the following month I was able to get work. But man, you try to go into Costco.
Oh.
When the stimulus came out, we went up to buy water. And when the first stimulus came out, you know, getting rations, supplies, because everybody was still hunkering down. And people were walking out with TVs, man. Walking out with freaking TVs with the stimulus check. Now, come on now.
I heard that too, man. Too many people were bragging about that.
Mm-hmm.
And new shoes,
bling
bling.
New bling bling, new clothes.
I was like, okay, what's that going to do for you in the long run?
I saw somebody walk into a Louis Vuitton store with a Walmart bag, walk out with a Louis Vuitton bag. Now, you tell me, is that right? You know? Shoot.
Oh, man.
Shoot. So spend your money wisely.
Yeah, come on, peoples.
Yeah, what else we got going on?
We got that, and what else? Oh, coming up, because, you know, next month is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So just letting the listeners know, you know, we're trying to do a Thanksgiving food drive / feed the homeless.
Yep.
So go to MMEO2016@gmail.com if you want to donate anything or if you want to volunteer, because we are going to do the food drive / feed the homeless and the needy the weekend before Thanksgiving, because it's going to be crazy busy the week of Thanksgiving.
Well, we don't really know, you know, because aren't we supposed to limit family gatherings to like a certain amount of people that was supposed
See,
to?
Yeah, this holiday is gonna be crazy, huh? Because everyone's still
in pandemic
tripping
mode,
about
yeah.
Oh yeah, who got COVID? What family member got COVID?
Yeah. Just like Halloween. Halloween's been canceled. So.
How's that, man? First time ever. Like, you can't go trick or treating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? I want to go door to door and say trick or treat and grab my candy.
Well, see, that's the risk of it, because what if you go to a neighbor's house who has COVID but doesn't know that they have it? In other words, asymptomatic.
You know, touching all the candy, giving it out.
Yeah, you don't know where that person's hand's been before he opened the door.
Exactly. And people leave those bowls out and says, hey, grab some candy.
Well, you remember back in the 90s where they were saying, inspect your candy before you eat it? Because people were putting like drugs in the candy.
Drugs, razor blades. What? Inspecting
needles and stuff, right?
Yeah, they had like some needles.
Did they do something last year?
I heard some stuff last year. Just a couple, but not as much as that. The other years, though.
Why would people want to harm kids like that, though, man? It makes no sense. No.
Yeah, so, yeah, people, be safe out there. It's Halloween, especially. Man, and then Vegas, you know, they're known for their parties. And then by Halloween being on a weekend,
it's
people
supposed
were
to be
expecting
huge. Yeah.
To go to different parties.
Right.
Costume parties and everything. But what's going to happen this year?
Exactly. This is where our... You know, Nevada is also, I mean, Las Vegas, we're on shaky ground right now because we are a tourism city built on entertainment and gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you go up on did we talk about this last time? But the violence on the Strip.
Oh, man.
Is insane.
Yeah, you were telling me about that when you were at the Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Going shopping for your Louis slippers that you got on right now.
Correction. This is called whatever.
Sanuk. Hey, those are like $50 for some slippers.
No, man, I got this at Ross for $3. But no, because we were on the Strip. I don't know if we talked about this last time, but we were on the Strip, man. And, you know, you have the scooter gang.
Yeah.
Okay. You can get your foot run over by somebody on a scooter who doesn't need one. But it wasn't really that bad the time we went, but we were in the fashion mall. And man, so I was waiting for my wife at one of the stores outside. I see two dudes running. Dudes running, man. They were jetting down, right? And then I see a whole group of guys that were running. So I thought they were chasing the two dudes. And I've never seen this in the mall before, mind
you.
They were running and screaming. And then after those five dudes came, there were two security guards that were following them.
Wow.
And then prior to that, there was a fight in the parking lot in the basement. So... things is crazy right now.
Man, what's going on? They're fighting over Louis and
Louis Vuitton.
Where you at? Chanel.
Hermes, Chanel. They were
Michael
fighting
Kors.
Michael Kors, Birkins.
Damn.
Gucci.
Gucci.
You got a tattoo of Gucci, right? You got a tattoo?
It's a Louis.
Oh, it's a Louis?
Yeah. Louis.
See?
Louis Vuitton.
You hating on me for shopping at Louis, but you got a Louis Vuitton tattoo. What's that?
That's the only thing I could afford, you know.
Louis Vuitton? Yeah, big baller. Ron Stone, a.k.a. Big Baller. So we got Thanksgiving coming up in November for the food drive. And also we're going to be doing something for Christmas, too. Every year.
Yes, definitely.
Every year we do a food drive, like my family and a family friend, we do a food drive for the homeless. But we're going to, this year I want to collaborate with
definitely.
MMEO for the food
That'll
drive.
That'll be cool. So I'm letting everybody know we are, you know, if you guys want to donate and everything, it's a month in advance, you know, and we're going to do the same thing for Christmas.
What's the details? If they have food, where do they drop it off
at? We're going to have locations. Just keep updated and just send us your email. Email us, mmeo2016@gmail.com. So we'll keep in contact, keep you guys updated on what's needed and the locations.
Okay. So if I want to donate money, so should I send a check or... cashier's check?
That one.
You have a PayPal?
We're setting up something that's like real safe to donate and stuff through our bank.
Okay.
So we'll keep you guys updated on that one too.
All right.
Yeah.
We're almost ending the year 2020, man.
We're
at the final quarter, so let's just hope that 2021 will be better, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't get no worse than this, you know. In the beginning of the year, World War III was about to happen with the General Soleimani, you know, that, and then we had the pandemic and then Kobe, and then, you know, it was just been crazy.
Yeah, man. It was a crazy year. Nipsey, Kobe, and man. A lot of people.
There were
a couple people.
Yeah, man. On the conspiracy theory side of things, a whole bunch of stuff was happening.
Oof.
And I'm a conspiracy theorist. I know a whole bunch of stuff that'll just make your head spin. But aside from that, man, it's just probably we're in a very pivotal time right now. So,
man, very pivotal,
very very pivotal. So what else we got, Ron Stone?
I don't know. That's about it, man.
We still got about 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Hey, shoot.
How is it looking? Because you work in the liquor industry. How is it looking with the crowds that are coming in? Because the majority of crowds that come in into the stores that you service were usually, you know, prior to the pandemic, they were usually tourists that came into the stores that you serviced.
Oh, yes.
Is there a difference with the kind of crowds that are coming in? Are they more kind of, you know?
Well, I know on the strip side, because I have an account on the south end of Las Vegas Strip, a lot of tourists from different countries came.
Oh.
Yes. A lot of people from China, Japan, Europe.
See,
that would buy like these.
That's why the COVID's going up.
These
Chinese
expensive bottles, cases of expensive bottles.
So tourism is coming back, huh?
Is it? Are they opening it up?
No, but then you said you had a lot of tourists from China.
Not this year. Yeah, this year is just like people from California mostly. California, our surrounding states.
Right.
You know. A lot of people from California, and it wasn't the same.
What kind of crowd was it?
Clientele. It was like a younger crowd.
Are kind of more rugged, right?
Yeah, and they weren't buying that fancy, expensive stuff.
So what they're saying, though, is because all the hotels and stuff, the rates dropped, and it's bringing in a different crowd.
Yeah. Yep, that's what a lot of people are saying. And then so it's like, is it worth doing it, you know, because...
Right.
Yeah,
the metro. The local website for the Metro Police Department said that crime was up by like 30%.
Oh wow!
Within the past 3 months, since Nevada or Las Vegas somewhat opened up, 30%, man. So if you think about it, it's like prior to the pandemic, one is equal to 30 event. So one crime that would happen would be equal to 30 right now events that happen, I guess, within a week.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. Some strange calculation. People were getting beat up and stuff like that.
On the strip. See, they're scaring away the good tourists.
Yeah. So, I heard it was because of the prices drop.
Have you been on the strip? The strip?
We were there about 3 weeks ago at Fashion Mall. My wife's favorite store is at the Fashion Mall. So, she went out. You know, we were there, and then we kind of just walked the outside of the Fashion Mall real quick, and it was a very different crowd.
Wow. Yeah, because when I went, Planet Hollywood wasn't open.
When was that? It should be open now.
About like 2 weeks ago.
So it was not open still?
Well, when I was there, it was closed because we walked from, what's that one?
There's a bunch of them. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, it was on the side of Planet Hollywood. It was a hotel.
How was the crowd like?
And it wasn't as packed. It was weird because everybody had a mask on.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, if we're outside, we don't have to wear a mask.
You don't have to wear a mask.
But everybody was still wearing masks. And then, so I felt awkward because I was...
Not wearing a mask,
but there was some people here and there not wearing a mask also. And then we went to Paris.
Uh-huh.
So it was somewhere around Paris. Yeah, but it was weird.
Yeah, are the pools open on the strip? I know they
some
were.
Some of them.
They were
open.
Man, because, okay, if you're from out of state, and you're listening to the show, Vegas is known for its crazy pool parties.
Yes, the day clubs, the yeah. pool parties.
Like Hard Rock Cafe has this insane, I think it's, what is it? The no, it's not. Omni nightclub.
Rehab. Oh, man, that was nice.
I can tell you some crazy stories, but this is a PG-13 show. So,
I was going to mention some other pool parties.
Like what? Wet Republic, right?
Yeah, the topless one.
Should I bleep that out? But where's that? I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, I don't remember, but there was multiple ones here.
Oh, really?
In Vegas, but yeah, all that
topless
gone.
For guys.
Yeah, topless for guys, you know.
But anyways, right now, okay, it's just a slight change of topic. It is about 90 something degrees. When this airs, the highs will be at 50 by Monday. Okay, guys, you're wow. like, what are we talking about? Well, let me explain something. In a matter of 2 days, the temperature will drop from an average of 80 to 50.
No way.
Yeah, Monday is going to be 55 degrees for the highest.
During the day.
During
the
day.
Highest.
And it's going to stay, that's trending. It's 55 and then 60 and then 50, 58.
Yeah.
It's going to drop within 2 days. Saturday is our last warm day.
Oh, wow.
Sunday is when it gets cold.
Wow.
Almost like winter Nevada cold.
Well, it's kind of like that because during Halloween it gets pretty cold. But
not like that, man.
Not in the 50s. That's weird.
Because my daughter is born. My youngest, her birthday is Halloween.
No way.
Yeah, we usually celebrate, and there's pictures, and I've seen pictures of last year, and I was still wearing shorts and shirt.
Yeah, you know there was saying? One. Yeah, I think it was last year when it was warm still.
Yeah, it was still warm.
Because I couldn't even, my son didn't even want to put on his costume because it was too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was too hot to wear a face mask, the mask,
yeah.
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So in a matter of 2 days, our temperature will drop by about 30 degrees.
Shoot, and it didn't rain not another time this whole summer. It didn't. It's probably sprinkled, but it didn't
never
rain.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we usually have those flash flood warnings
yep.
and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
What do you think it is? Global warming?
Ooh, I think so, man. Hope not, but.
Yeah. I mean, there's crazier stuff that's happened throughout the year, but shoot. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting that I had a conversation with somebody about the weather, and he was shocked. We got 4 minutes left. I see Ron peeking. Ron's like, I don't have anything else to say. But I'm a chatterbox, so I can take this for a whole hour. So I had a conversation with somebody, and he was just like, next week, what do you think the weather's going to be? And I said, it's probably going to be in the 80s. And he said, no. In a matter of 1 to 2 days, it'll drop from 80 to 60s to the 50s, and it's going to trend the whole week through. And I was like, there's usually a transition period. There's usually from 90s to 80s to 70s to 60s to 50s.
Yeah.
You know?
But it just dropped.
So,
man, that's crazy. So what are you going to do for Halloween?
Well, it's my daughter's birthday, so you're invited if you want. Of course, we're just gonna have just a little get together, you know, maybe some drinks. I'm gonna invite our crew, you know, our people if they want to go. I haven't sent out invitations yet because we're still planning on what we're doing. But it's my daughter's birthday, so if you're listening, my address is
bleep 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 bleep.
But yeah, so we're just gonna have a little get together, housewarming for the new house as well.
Yeah,
you know, pretty much that'll be it.
Man, party over here. House party.
Mm-hmm.
House party, everybody.
We'll be Ron Stone will be Kid, and I'll be Play.
And Ben.
Kid and Play.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
We're gonna do that dance, you know, where they
uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're at the last 3 minutes of the podcast. Any last thing you want to plug before we end the show, Ron Stone?
Oh, man. I gotta say thank you again to MC Twan.
MC Twan.
For being in the studio. You know.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job.
I had somebody that listened said that they love, like, where we gotta ask him where they could get his music.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. That's good.
One of my daughter's friends who listens to the show.
Oh,
And I was asking about where could they get his music. So,
okay, that's cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Shout out to MC Twan. Anything else?
No. Just hopefully everybody has a safe Halloween out there. You know, it's gonna be a weekend. I know everybody's gonna want to party, have fun, but you know, we also got to be safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
But how are people gonna be